The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 25th, 2024.
And a four-day work week.
That's right. I've never been more excited for work than right now.
So, does it feel like Tuesday to you, knowing that Friday's coming quicker?
No, it still feels like a Monday, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe tomorrow it'll feel like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Whatever. At least on Thursday, whether it feels like Friday or not, you don't have to come to work on Friday.
Exactly.
And the forecast for Friday, mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 2, so it's not bad.
Perfect sleeping weather.
Sunday's plus 10, though, so we're getting up there then. German scientists have been studying what teens smell like.
They better be 18 to 19.
No, these are basically they're kind of trying to figure out what people smell like throughout their lifetime. So why babies smell like kind of like flowers and lavender, and why teenagers kind of have a certain smell and you're like, oh, there was a bunch of teenagers in this room.
And why old people smell like mothballs.
Wow, John, that's not very nice.
But yet you're about to tell me what I smelled like when I first started working here?
Yeah, cheese and urine, they say.
Yeah, okay. So all you mothball smellers, yeah. Pee and cheese and urine?
Yeah. But this is the crazy thing, is that they sewed cotton pads into kids and teens' pajama armpits, extracting the chemical compounds present on the pads in the morning. And then they had a trained smeller identify the smells, and the trained smeller, the sniffer, came out with cheese and urine.
Hey, Germany, what's going on, man? What is happening? A couple ordered a cake replica of their dog, but it was so realistic that they could not cut into it and eat it.
What?
Yeah.
They were just like, this looks like the dog. Did the dog die?
No, the dog was still very much alive. They took a photo of the dog beside the dog cake.
That's really funny. I wonder if maybe the dog was too afraid. They were like, oh, we can't do this. It would traumatize the dog.
Maybe, but it did bring up a question in my mind. How far would a cake have to go for me not to eat it? I couldn't really come up with anything.
No?
I love me some cake. And I think no matter what a cake looks like, it would not deter me from eating it.
I'm going to be honest. If the cake like is like a poop replica.
Poop?
Like, I just feel like if it's like, oh, look it, we made the cake to look like a litter box and it even has some scat in it, I would be like, nah, thanks.
Even if you cut into it first and saw that it is actually cake?
Yeah, I just feel like there's a limit, you know? And like a lot of times there's like a gotcha moment too, like a ha ha ha, we made you think that this was just a replica of a litter box, but we infused it with poo to get a good video reaction.
So you think they're feeding you poop?
Yeah, I totally do. No, for me. Inventions I'm not sure we've needed.
Okay.
The blend jet.
What is that? What is that? I was just going to say blender.
No, it's called a blend jet, and it is a battery-powered blender.
Okay.
So if you want to bring your smoothie not yet mixed, you can bring this in your purse because then you just press a button, it blends it for you.
However, I think a non-mixed smoothie, what is that called? A fruit. I believe that's called fruit.
I believe you are right. I'm just not sure what the point of it is because I have owned many a blender, and if you buy the cheap ones, they burn out so fast trying to blend up fruit. Like it's like, no thanks, I can't, I don't have enough power, I got stuck on one strawberry and now my motor's gone, you know?
Yeah.
So to think about this having the power of just a battery
yeah.
and not the actual electricity, I'm like, this is a pointless invention.
I can't even begin to think of what it would be used for.
You can buy some accessories for it.
Okay.
And they include a bunch of like little packets of protein powder. So I'm guessing they don't want you maybe to mix up too much frozen fruit in there. They'd prefer you filled it with milk and just instead of shaking it like a normal person.
Hey, when you gotta get your gains, you gotta get your gains. I am so out of shape.
You are?
I am so out of shape.
Why? Is there like some evidence of this?
Well, one, stare at me.
It's John.
Who?
You can never tell somebody's out of shape by looking at them.
Okay, that's nice of you to say. Two, we went bowling, and my body has still not recovered. That was 2 days ago.
From bowling?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, this is valid.
Let me give you a rundown of what hurts on my body.
Please.
From top to bottom.
Fill us in.
One, my right shoulder, immense pain from bowling.
Is that the one you were throwing the ball with?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Two, my right elbow from bowling.
Oh, my gosh.
Three, my right forearm from bowling.
This is a whole arm. Just
my fingers are fine. My hand is fine.
Oh.
You move a little lower. My stomach somehow hurts. It feels like I pulled something in the right side of... It's the right side of my body, really.
Wow.
The right side of my stomach hurts.
Okay.
My back hurts. You move even lower. You get to my legs. I don't know how my legs hurt. It's bowling. It's a very upper body sport. My left leg hurts.
You don't even have to walk very far when you're bowling. Like, I'm surprised about the legs.
It feels as if I got hit by a car. And all I did was bowl. So for you to look at me and be like, oh, you're not out of shape. Thank you. I appreciate it. Stop lying to my face.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry.
Jasmine Paris is the first woman to complete the Barkley Marathon's race.
Congratulations, Jasmine.
Now, you have no idea what it is, do you?
No.
Neither did I. Neither did many people who I spoke to. So I did some digging for us.
Thank you, John. Fill us in.
First, the reason you may not have heard of it is because it's not advertised. Applicants must submit an essay explaining why they want to compete and a $1.60 application fee.
Okay.
Now, if you get accepted, the other application fee is you have to send whatever the guy who hosts this thing needs. And I'm being serious. Sometimes it's socks. Sometimes it's t-shirts. Sometimes it's toothpaste. This is an actual thing.
Okay.
This is an actual thing.
Okay.
On the night of the event, participants have to listen for the sound of a conch shell that indicates the race will begin in an hour.
All right. So they're just listening for like,
yeah.
Okay.
The race then begins with the lighting of a ceremonial cigarette.
To start a marathon, you're going to light a cigarette? This
is
counterproductive. Okay.
Runners must find books along the route and rip out pages that correspond to their assigned number to prove their progress.
Ouch. I'm hating the book ripping. That's terrible.
Wait, it gets better.
Uh-huh.
There are no route markers, and participants have to memorize the route before beginning the race, 30 minutes before, and no, they're not allowed to have GPSs.
This is just some weird dude's indulgences.
Oh, yeah. And finally, the ascent and descent is equivalent of 60,000 feet. That is the equivalent of twice Mount Everest.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going up and down Mount Everest twice.
Okay, Jasmine, I don't know why you decided to participate in this, but it sounds like this is quite a feat. So.
It's very impressive.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.